Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
All right, we take a break from more on entertainment. Dean is, where's Dean? I don't know. Is he on the way back from New York this morning?
No, because he's off tomorrow, too, so I don't know what he's... Maybe he stayed there to do continued
dinosaur. Did he go out on Long Island? Oh, maybe one of the dinosaurs ate him.
Yeah, that could be. Or maybe a maybe a vending machine fell on him.
Well, for you folks that watch ET Live, the lovely and talented Cassie DeLaura is standing by the phone. She got up early for us, which is very nice. I don't know how I'm going to pay you back, Cassie.
No payment needed. I'm happy to join you guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. We're big fans of the show, big fans of you. The other people on the show, not so much, but you we like.
Oh, gosh, what a compliment to start my morning. But I will say I work with an incredible team and gotta love everybody.
How'd you get in this business?
I actually worked in Chicago for a quick minute, but I got started in entertainment. I won a sweepstakes, I kid you not, from MTV back when I was 15 years old, and they flew me out to California from Detroit, and I was at this party with the Kardashians and some other people, and I was like, oh, I have to be in entertainment, and that led into journalism, and here I am on ET Live now. I'm joining you guys.
That's so cool. What a sweepstakes. I mean...
So you win a contest, yeah. You end up at a party with the Kardashians.
Right.
You get fired up, you go into journalism, and eventually you get into entertainment journalism. You're on ET. That's a good story.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Trying to make my small town in Michigan proud.
We have a lot of listeners in Michigan. What town are you from?
Clinton Township, so Macomb, Michigan.
Oh, sure.
Macomb,
yeah, of course. Yeah, outside of Detroit.
Yes.
Are you a Tigers fan?
I am a Tigers fan. My brother is a college baseball coach, so I grew up on a baseball field and a big baseball fan.
So, like when you talk to your brother on the phone, however often that might be, and he wants to talk Tigers, do you feel pressure? Like you need to bone up on what they did last night?
No, not so much, because he doesn't really talk about the Tigers. He talks about his team, TCU, and he calls my dad for the chit chat about the baseball, okay. And he still doesn't understand really what I do. So I try to talk about entertainment. He tries to talk about baseball. It's a little weird.
The thing about doing what you do is, if you love the business, you can't really get starstruck. You got to be cool around people that are super famous, and mostly the biggest stars are very nice. Sometimes the handlers are the problem. But have you gotten starstruck by somebody and looked like a goof?
You know, I will say I've tried to keep it calm, cool, and collected, but I may have flubbed a couple words around Dolly Parton. I'm a big country music fan, and I had a chance to interview her recently when she was being honored right before the Grammys, and that was probably one of my favorite interviews, one I was most nervous for, but she was so sweet, so generous with her time, and definitely an interview to remember. Yeah, but okay. I haven't had a horror story yet, I will say, but don't jinx me.
No, I can tell you, I had a similar experience with Dolly Parton. This is 20, maybe 25 years ago, and she was in Minneapolis, and interviewing her in her hotel suite, and she goes, come on in here. We sat on the end of her bed, and
she goes,
you seem a little nervous. Here, hold my hand. So I'm holding her hand while I'm talking to her, and I'm taping the thing, and, I mean, it's the end of Dolly Parton's bed, for crying out loud.
What a story that you have. Yeah. Wow.
And, she didn't call me after that, and I felt like I'd been used.
Okay.
Dolly. All right, biggest story in Hollywood today is what?
Biggest story is actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman had their preliminary hearing in Boston yesterday for, of course, their alleged involvement in the college admissions scandal. So basically, they met in a courtroom in Boston with the judges to basically be read their charges. They have not entered pleas yet, but the judge read them their charges, asked them if they understood, and they all replied yes. And one thing that was very surprising, I will say, is that the judge changed one condition that she had imposed on the actresses before. She said that she would allow them to talk about the case with their children and immediate family members. Now,
So we've seen a lot of legal experts in the last 24 hours that say they're going to jail.
You know, these are very serious charges against them, mail fraud and honest services fraud. And these charges could carry, you know, a potential maximum sentence of 5 years. Will they see jail time? I'm not a legal expert, but I wouldn't be surprised if they got anywhere from, you know, a minimum of 2 years.
So, Cassie, they are or they aren't allowed to talk about the case with their family and kids?
They are.
They are now?
Before, yes. Back when they were charged in March, that was one of the conditions, in addition to, you know, turning over their passports and things like that.
Okay.
But now the judge changed her mind. Obviously, you know, Lori's children being allegedly involved in this, you know, now Lori can talk about it with the family.
Okay, that'd be so weird.
Lori's husband, fashion designer Massimo Giannulli, he's also charged as well. Whereas, like, you have a case like Felicity, where her husband is not charged, but I would imagine she would still want to talk to her husband or her family about this, and now she can.
Yeah, I mean, Felicity Huffman and her husband, I mean, one of the great Hollywood marriages. You know, and now this, and, you know, Aunt Becky.
I mean,
you never thought Aunt Becky would do anything wrong. By the way, looking very stylish as she went into court yesterday.
She did look good. It was weird, though, that she was signing autographs. I thought that was, like, odd.
She was signing autographs. There were people taking pictures. And what I had to do a double take on was there were a few girls who were holding up signs that asked Lori to pay their college tuition.
Oh, that's not good.
Someone said, and then the next sign, though, said, after prison, of course. And I was like, oh, my God, yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've ever been to Wrigley Field here, but Hillary Clinton, when she was in town to throw out the first pitch a few years ago, she was greeted with a couple of women who held up a sign that said, I slept with your husband, too.
Oh, jeez.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, my gosh. At the end of the day, we got to keep in mind these are human beings as well.
Yeah. So are they? I mean, their careers are done, right? I mean, what do they do?
So Lori, I mean, obviously both of them are actresses. Lori was on a very famous Hallmark show called When Calls the Heart. And right after the charges came against her, Hallmark did drop her. So she is not a part of the Crown Media family anymore. And we don't really know what is up with Felicity at the moment, if she had any current projects that she's been dropped from. But a lot of the ramifications, the consequences have really been high for Lori and her family. Obviously, her daughter, Olivia Jade, is a YouTuber and influencer, and she was dropped from her partnerships with Sephora and Tresemme. So there have been a lot of ramifications that we've seen from this.
Yeah, you know, I guess, I feel bad for the kids that lost a slot at the schools, because that's what this is all
100%.
About. You know, 100%, right? But this Olivia Jade kid, I don't know how much she knew. And she did have a career. I mean, she had a huge career.
Yeah, she made a lot of money.
And the idea that she would go to college and see the bigger world. I mean, I get why her parents wanted to do it, but the scam, was she a part of the scam? Do we honestly know if she was in on it or not?
You know, the original indictment was countless pages long, and, you know, our team at ET had combed through it, and I was very surprised that the daughters were not mentioned in it. Obviously, the charges against Lori are for allegedly bribing, making bribes that totaled, you know, $500,000 to have the two daughters designated as recruits on the rowing team, even though they never played the sport. So that's where you question, well, when you sign on to be a recruit, you know, don't you have to sign papers? Don't you think it's a little odd that you're signing on to be a part of a team?
Yeah, Mom, I haven't gotten in a boat yet. I think
right.
I'm okay.
So it's a little weird. I'm not, you know, obviously in the next steps of this trial, we're unsure of what they are just yet. But, you know, I would imagine maybe family members being called to the stand.
Yeah, and she's 19, not 9. So, you know, I guess
right.
I get it.
Right.
Britney Spears okay?
Britney Spears is good. She's taking some me time. Our sources are telling ET she is currently in a facility taking time to care for herself. She's been under a tremendous amount of stress over her father, Jamie Spears. He has been battling health issues with his colon recently. At the end of last year, he was hospitalized after his colon ruptured, and that's when we saw Britney put her album on hold, put her Vegas residency on hold. But yeah, now she's in a facility working on herself. She took to Instagram yesterday saying we all need to take time for a little me time. And she posted this quote that said, fall in love with taking care of yourself, mind, body, spirit. And obviously we have to commend her for you know, being public about that, because a lot of people still have there's a lot of stigma around, you know, therapy or seeking treatment for mental health, but it's very important. And, you know, a lot of people we're seeing are commending her, including her current boyfriend, Sam Asghari. He posted on Instagram that this is a sign of absolute strength.
Yep,
people
totally
should
agree.
Only be inspired by this. And even Britney's ex-husband, Kevin Federline, he's showing his support for Britney. And his lawyer told ET, his attorney told ET that he commends Britney for recognizing that she needs to take a step back. And she is taking the reasonable steps to dealing with her situation in a responsible way. And I 100% agree. Obviously, Britney and Kevin share two sons together. And Britney's sister, Jamie, took to Instagram, too, calling Britney her woman crush Wednesday yesterday. So everyone's standing behind her.
And a video I'd recommend today, I don't know if you've seen it yet, Cassie, but it's Prince Harry yesterday at a ballet class in West London with a bunch of little five-year-old girls. And he's doing the tree pose. Ballet.
He is getting ready for daddy duty with this one. I love it. I love it so much. Yeah, I did see photos because they posted them on their new Instagram account, which is really cool. Sussex Royal is the new and hottest and latest Instagram account to follow. And actually, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle broke a record with their new account by when they gained 1 million followers in less than 6 hours. Obviously, they have way more than 1 million now. I believe last time I checked, they were well over 3 million. They broke the record. Last person who did that was someone who had 1 million followers in over 11 hours. I mean, they beat them by plenty of time. Pope Francis, it took him 12 hours to get to 1 million followers.
How about that?
I'm a little bit annoyed that they're doing a joint account. It reminds me of, I know you're younger, but when I was young, parents had joint email accounts. Like it would say Steve and Maureen at yahoo.com, and it was so lame. And so this, I don't like the joint account. I want separate accounts.
Well, did it really bug you when Prince Harry and Prince William and their wives were all on one on Kensington Royal?
Yeah, I kind of found that the family Instagram, but I want Meghan doing her own influencer.
Hey, somebody's got to take charge of the Insta.
Right.
So,
well, she used to have it, but obviously, when you marry into the royal family, there's some things you have to leave behind. And her Instagram account with her pictures of her avocado toast.
I know. That's what I want to see.
It's so funny because yesterday on ET Live, we did a segment of all the things that we'd want to see from this new Sussex Royal account. And one of them was like a fashion photo of Meghan on a red carpet. Another one was Prince Harry like breaking it down to his favorite song on the radio. Another one was like Meghan's avocado toast. I know. I want to see
it. Yeah.
I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, though, but would love to see that type of content. But obviously, I'm hoping, obviously, this is where they make their big announcement when the baby arrives. You know, any day now, Meghan's due at the end of the month, early next month. So maybe we'll see our first glimpse of baby Sussex on this new Instagram account.
Very cool. Cassie, you're great to come on with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, you know what? I really appreciate you guys having me, and I'd love to join you anytime. So thank you so much.
ET Live. Follow Cassie on social media everywhere as well. It's Cassie DeLaura.